Dinosaurs are back on the big screen. Jurassic World Dominion is now in theaters. Young kids always seem to love dinosaurs, and maybe we all do as we crowd into natural history museums to see them in all their bony glory. But did you know that the dino emoji is beloved in LGBTQ+ online communities? It's true. So it was upsetting for those individuals when the emoji started appearing on the feeds of an anti-trans community. Amory Sievertson and Ben Brock Johnson from the WBUR podcast Endless Thread pick up the story.
So to understand this dinosaur emoji story, we thought we should start with a little dinosaur knowledge.
I'm a science journalist and author. I've written books like Skeleton Keys and The Last Days of the Dinosaurs.
This is Riley Black.
Riley loves her some dinos. Now she digs for fossils professionally. She writes about it. She tweets about it. Online, she exists in multiple worlds and multiple dinosaur communities.
A lot of it is very professionalized, people talking about their new papers and new studies coming out and their latest field expedition. There's also a broader community of dinosaur and paleontology enthusiasts, people who just like to know more, or they were inspired by Jurassic Park and they want to find out the real stories behind these animals. And the number of paleo artists on social media right now is astounding. Like, when people talk about...
If you look through some of this paleo art, it is astounding. But within this group of dinosaur artists and enthusiasts, or overlapping with this group, there's another subset of people.
Many people who are queer, whether they are trans or some other form of genderqueer or whatever it is, we love dinosaurs.
Along with being a dinosaur expert, Riley is herself transgender. And according to Riley, there is a whole community of genderqueer dinosaur enthusiasts online.
Type dinosaur into the LGBT subreddit. Hundreds of results with pride dinos, rainbow dinos, dino moms, dino dads, and a lot of puns. Like Allysaurus.
Transceratops.
In 2018, the Twitter account for Sue, the T-Rex, one of the world's most famous dinosaurs held at the Field Museum in Chicago, that account updated Sue's bio to include the dinosaur's pronouns, they, them.
What's the connection between people who identify as genderqueer and dinosaurs?
I am not entirely sure why. This is an aspect of social psychology, I think, that has not been plumbed as yet.
Were you using the dinosaur emoji relatively frequently before all of this stuff happened?
I would use dinosaur emojis for emphasis, just to share things I was excited about. I'd use a little dinosaur emoji, a comet emoji, a plant emoji, and a raccoon emoji to kind of tell that story of, like, the dinosaurs going extinct and plants and mammals coming back afterwards and just having fun, like, with storytelling.
But a few months ago, Riley started to see dinosaur emoji that weren't so fun.
I think my initial knee-jerk reaction was just like, well, you can't have them. Like, dinosaurs are ours.
The T-Rex and Brachiosaurus were showing up in the profiles of a different online community.
They could have picked anything else, and it might have made a little bit more sense to me.
Riley refers to the group of co-opters as TERFs, as in T-E-R-F, trans-exclusionary radical feminists, who call themselves, quote, gender critical, in other words, anti-trans. Broadly speaking, TERFs promote the idea that trans women are really men, that unlike cisgender women, trans women have benefited from being a part of the patriarchy and thus are a threat to cis women. Above all, they say that unlike sex, gender identity is an ideology and is not grounded in science.
You may recall the most famous or infamous person associated with TERF ideology is J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author. Among other things, in 2020, she published a 3,700-word essay defending her belief that the term woman as a political and biological class was being eroded by people who refer to trans women as women. Anyway, TERFs using dinosaur emoji was a problem for Riley.
To see, you know, our social enemies, for lack of a better term, taking, you know, these symbols and trying to use it as their dog whistle, it really just made zero sense to me.
No matter who you are, if you see something beloved taken over by someone else, that can be hard. Suddenly, genderqueer fans of dinos everywhere felt under attack as TERFs kept dropping the emoji into their feeds.
And we know how these things go. Just think of Pepe the Frog or the Punisher skull or the swastika. When outsider groups latch onto a symbol, that symbol is often changed irrevocably. It's not clear if TERFs knew they were co-opting something beloved to this slice of the genderqueer community. As far as we can tell, dinosaur emoji began showing up in anti-trans Twitter bios around October of last year.
I feel like the first time we really saw the double meaning of the emoji has to be the eggplant.
There's one guy you have to call if you want to understand emoji.
They felt like an odd choice to put on the emoji keyboard, so people kind of immediately saw that and went, that's funny.
Say hello to Jeremy Burge.
And I'm the founder and chief emoji officer at Emojipedia.
What does that mean?
That's a good question. What does it mean? Emojipedia describes every emoji, what it looks like on all platforms. And for me, I oversee a small team of people who do exactly that, describe how people use emojis and how they evolve over time.
We asked Jeremy, how common is this? Emoji double meanings used like a badge.
These days, we have plenty of alternative meanings. You do see Twitter bios, people put an emoji up there as sort of an identity. You'll see the American flag is quite popular amongst generally conservative Americans. There's a rose emoji, which fans of Bernie Sanders and sort of US-style democratic socialism in general, you'll see them put that in their Twitter bio. And then you get other really niche sort of ones. In Australia, there was a big water scandal and people started putting a water drop in their Twitter bio. And I don't know, you find that maybe a more aggressive group of people start using it, and then you can't use that in your bio anymore because you feel like you'll be grouped in with people you don't want to be.
Jeremy's job as the founder of Emojipedia has landed him another job as a voting member of the Unicode Consortium, the group of tech companies and organizations that decide which emoji get added and which get changed.
The Unicode Consortium, by the way, was founded even before emoji were invented, back in 1991. Its work, really, is to standardize characters in software on computers everywhere, so that around the globe, we can communicate no matter who we are, where we are, and what language we speak.
So back to the dino fight, which may have been particularly poignant because Unicode has always struggled with emojis that are used to suggest gender identity.
It's been a big issue where a lot of the original emojis were men if they had jobs, and then the ones that didn't do anything meaningful that sort of had, they were doing gestures were mostly women.
But while Unicode can add or change an emoji, it can't tell people how to use it. Back in October, almost immediately, the community bombarded TERFs with takedowns and messages of trans pride.
One tweet seemed to bring this fight out of its bubble. It came from a pro-trans cis woman named Courtney Milan. She's a romance writer, but she also dabbles in creating emoji. And in a blow to the TERF community, she tweeted a simple message. Quote, these emoji dinosaurs are both trans. I know this because I wrote the proposal to the Unicode Technical Committee asking for them.
The Unicode Consortium doesn't simply make emoji. People propose emoji. It is a very official process.
They are technical documents and they are trying to make the case for an emoji, but there's often little over-emphatic language often used about why it's essential this emoji be added and what the meaning is.
Courtney Milan proposed the first set of dinosaur emoji back in 2016, a T-Rex, a Brachiosaurus, and a Triceratops. Her proposal is 8 pages long, with charts showing how often people search for dinosaur emoji online. It includes potential meanings for the emoji.
Courtney was arguing that because she created these dinosaurs, she determined their gender, and she determined that they were transgender. Does Courtney's original proposal say the dinos are, in fact, trans?
No, I don't see anything in the proposal that really makes that case.
But that doesn't mean the person proposing it can't declare they are. Riley, for her part, wants us to remember that whatever we may think about the gender or sex of dinosaur emoji on Twitter, we should remember that the millions and millions of years of evolution in biological nature on planet Earth tells a story that's a little more nuanced.
So we don't know what determined the biological sex of non-avian dinosaurs, as in like Triceratops and T-Rex, the ones that we love that went extinct 66 million years ago.
Right.
Because we don't have the genetics. So we don't know whether it was genetically determined or today, for example, some of their closest living relatives, like alligators and crocodiles, have temperature-dependent sex determination. So the temperature of the nest determines whether more males or females are going to be born. There are some birds that might have hormonal shifts during their life that make them present and behave differently. And the relevance there is that it tells us that what we think of as biological sex isn't binary, and it's much more malleable than we ever really understood.
In other words, in Earth's larger history, non-binary is way more common than people think. Unlike so many other failed attempts to save a symbol, the push against anti-trans use of the dinosaur emoji, it seems to have worked.
You can hear the full episode from Endless Thread wherever you get your podcasts.